everyone. Once again, welcome to Aging with Energy, the old guys travel show, as we take you on a journey around the planet. As always, brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa and the Chamber Plan.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell.
It's a humble and friend. It's good to have everyone with us as we just have conversations about the kind of travel that older human beings can do, you know, that aren't too strenuous and aren't too expensive. I mean, that's a consideration as you enter into your retirement years.
And there's different levels of trips, too. There's, you know, major expenditures and times, and then there's those little getaways, too, that... That can be fun, and I think that's what you're talking about today.
Yeah, today is a trip. From the time I was conscious, I understood that there was this place that my father had gone to school called New York City. And, the joke I always say is I remember at one point seeing my dad looking at a picture of New York going, okay, let me get this straight. Could have been born there. But I'm here in Moose Jaw. Okay, cool. my whole life, I always wanted to go to New York. And the first time I went was with our good friend Dan Duran. After a trip to Jamaica, I'd met a woman in Jamaica, and she lived in New York. And she invited Dan and I to New York City to come visit her for New Year's Eve. This is like 1982 or 83. Mm-hmm. Picked us up at the airport. Had a place for Dan to stay, and I stayed at her apartment, which I turned out was on 71st in Columbia, whatever. And woke up in the morning and realized that the building across the street from her was the Dakota. So that was kind of my first night in New York City. And from that time, living in Toronto was always easy for me to get there. Many times on my own with ex-wife Randy. Charlie just reminded me of this. On Charlie's 10th birthday, she was really into these American Girl dolls. You remember those? Maybe. I don't think your kids, it was a little young for your kids, but so there was an American Girl doll museum in New York, and Charlie reminded me that's where I took her for her 10th birthday. Anyway, so it's been part of my life for a long time, including some trips that you and I have been lucky enough to be on. Yes. Back in the old radio days, they called them fam trips. And we were lucky that Mervish at the time would fly people like you and I. And I remember we went on a trip with John Moore and his partner and a few other people to go see Broadway musicals before they'd come to Toronto.
Yeah. And then there was a game. Could you stay awake?
That's why I was laughing.
Could you stay awake till at least intermission?
Yeah. Because here's these people would spend all this money. Fred and I would come down on the weekend. Once, you know, we're tired. We've been up at 3:30 every day for a week. And we would go to like a show. I want to say maybe one at night and one in the matinee. In fact, you and I, the matinee we saw, I believe, was the Producers. Both of us fell asleep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, needless to say,
we saw Wicked too, remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, my travels to New York even predate that. In the 80s, CFMI being the sports director there, Labatt's owned the Blue Jays at the time. Really tight association with the radio station. We used to go to Blue Jay trips all the time to see the Jays and Yankees, which was a lot of fun as well.
So all by way of saying, one of my favorite cities in the world, if not my favorite place to visit. And, again, we've got great... But there's a couple... We'll get to the taxi story in a second, because that's another time in New York. We told that story on the show a few times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you haven't gone, or maybe you've gone a few times, you're not sure if there's something you would like to see. A couple of the things I like. I like this Canal Street on a Saturday afternoon. It's just a fun way to spend a couple hours. You can just Google it, find out where it is. But it's a street that's just block after block of people selling nonsense. But it's a real experience. As far as places to eat, you know, there's all the famous restaurants, and some of them are very expensive. But again, if you're there just for a weekend, on a Saturday or Sunday midday, It's worth the lineup to get into Katz's Deli. It's one of the original, you know, here's what it's famous for. In the movie, and again, we're old guys, so this is an older film called When Harry Met Sally. There's a famous scene where Meg, what's her face?
Ryan.
Meg Ryan?
Meg Ryan, yeah.
Is showing Billy Crystal how she could fake an orgasm.
Right.
And then a woman who sees this across the way famously says, I want what she's having, or something like that.
Yes. Classic. Yes.
That woman, by the way, is Rob Reiner's mom. That place is Katz's Deli. Now, you're going to line up, and, you know, again, depends on your patience level, but it's a bit of a lineup. It's only half an hour. It's 45 minutes to get in, but I'm going to tell you it's really worth it.
Well, I ate there with you. I've had a smoked meat sandwich with you there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last time, you know, when my daughter Charlie moved there a few years ago, and before the pandemic, and while she still lived there, that was one of the things when I went to visit her one week, and I said, come on, let's do this. It'll be fun. And then it became a favorite place. It's one of those delis where the waiters are funny. The food is ridiculous. You know, you get a smoked meat sandwich the size of a baby's head. Now, as far as flying there, Air Canada flies there obviously like every hour. But if you can make a little bit of a leap, and it's a bit more expensive, but not way more, is to fly out of the island airport and fly Porter. It's just way more convenient. And I think it lands in Newark. Now, that's the inconvenient part, but because it's a bit of a hike by cab. But you can get on a bus, or you can get on the shuttle. It's just, it makes it so much easier if you're just going there for the weekend. Where my daughter lived is a place called Williamsburg, which I had never visited. It's just over the bridge into Brooklyn. But now that I've been there, I would say if you're going to New York, carve out a little time. It's worth an afternoon just hanging out in that part of one of the five boroughs. Another highlight for me in recent times has been the 9/11 Museum. I've been there a couple of times. Another museum I always recommend people is the Broadcast Museum. I think you and I have done that together.
Yeah, fantastic.
And as far as comedy goes, the Comedy Cellar, which is where it's famous for, where Seinfeld started, Chris Rock. If you're thinking, if you like stand-up comedy, it's just one of those places where you're most likely to see somebody famous. So that's kind of my overview of the city. Now it's time to tell the story. That,
and don't forget, a nice walk through Central Park is something that you need to do, definitely. And, you know, whether you go over to it or you go down to the tip of Manhattan to look out at the Statue of Liberty, it's another one of those things you've always seen, but when you're actually looking at it, you get that weird feeling.
Yeah, battery.
Like looking at the Eiffel Tower or something, right?
Absolutely the same.
Iconic.
You're there. It's Battery Park. Something I did the last time I was there, again with my daughter and Rachel, actually, I got too many exes. Ex-girlfriend Rachel. Mm-hmm. And it's strangely enough, it's just in the upper 80s, like just into Harlem, is the Holocaust Museum. It's a Jewish museum, considering what's going on in the world. It's pretty much worth it. Anyway, so, you know, yes, it's expensive. It is definitely not cheap, you know, and that's why what I would recommend back to Williamsburg or staying in Brooklyn, it's still expensive, but it's less so than if you're staying in Manhattan. Yes, you can go to Broadway. I'm assuming if you've been there before, you know, none of this will be new. If you haven't been there before and you want to see a Broadway show and you can stay awake for one, what you can do in Broadway, like right at sort of Midtown, 42nd-ish, right in the heart of the theater district, they have same-day tickets. And you can line up for those starting around noon on a weekend, where you can get tickets for Broadway shows at much reduced prices. You and I were there one weekend. Was it the weekend we went there to listen to radio?
Yes. We had started the Mojo Project, and our program director or general manager at the time, or both of them actually,
yes,
we went with, thought it would be a good idea to go there and listen. This is before streaming was popular or accessible. To listen to local edgy New York radio.
And we got up that morning, both of us, you know, somewhere between 3:30 and 4. We did the morning show. And for some reason, we left around midday, so neither of us went home. Got on a plane. I'm not sure when we started drinking, but we got on a plane, flew to New York. And by the time, you know, you're done. By the way, that's another thing. I want to just caution you. We're going to wrap up this episode in a second. I just want to caution you. If you're going there on a Friday, your plane will be delayed. Very high. My recommendation is go on a Thursday if you can. It's just easier flying into Manhattan. So we go there, and by the time we get to a restaurant, it's now 6:37, and I start drinking martinis. Like,
yeah, it was one of those cool martini restaurants.
Yeah.
All the neat looking lights and stuff.
And, you know, they're New York martinis. They're 4 ounces, and I had a couple of them. Maybe I had 3 of them without having eaten. And my recollection, and you can fill in the blanks, is that within an hour, hour and a half, I was sick. Like, I was hammered.
We hadn't had dinner yet, had we?
No.
These were pre-dinner drinks.
Right. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'd eaten on the plane a little bit. But whatever it was, I'd been up a long time, and it was one of those martini things where I had I'm pretty sure we had a couple, if not more. And I said to you around 8:30 or 9, before we had eaten, I said, I got to go. You're like, what? I said, yeah, I'm fucking have to leave. I'm not feeling very well.
I remember, yeah.
And I don't know if you... Now, did you walk me?
Well, you left the bar,
right?
And I thought, oh, I better see where he's going,
right?
Because again, you were somewhat intoxicated, and as I walk out the bar, I just see this cab pulling away with you in it. And as it's turning the corner, the rear window rolls down, and you stick your head out and blast this vomit out onto the street and down the side of the cab.
Yes,
and I just stood there laughing as I lost you in the distance.
That's right. And the cab driver, when we got to the hotel, said to me, he whatever he said was he wanted more money because he was going to have to clean the side of his cab.
I would think.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Just one quick story. As funny as New York, and I talk about being a Blue Jay game, is a funny thing I saw, and it had to do with fans. We're in Yankee Stadium one day, and this guy's standing up. He's got a big mouth. He's yelling this, and he's yelling that. And then finally, somebody screamed, shut up, and threw probably the third of a hot dog at him. And it hit the guy in the shoulder and stuck to his shoulder. So you know what he does? He grabs it and eats it.
That's awesome.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He didn't know where it came from. Just stuck to his shoulder.
He starts eating it.
Fucking New York. There's New York.
Exactly. Listen, we could talk New York stories. I remember going there with you when you were having your back troubles. You were at some hockey arena. And while the guys were getting, maybe it was the same trip, while the guys were getting tickets, you were sitting there on the floor. And I just felt so bad for you. There you have it. Aging with energy. And New York City. The Old Guys Travel Show. As always, brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa and the Chamber Plan.
When I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're mine.